Welcome to the Astrology University podcast, helping you find insight, inspiration, and meaning through the study of astrology. And now, on to the show. Hello, and welcome to the Declination Report, where I give you an overview of the main transiting declination aspects each month, as well as some advice about how you can navigate these important declination events. And I'm your host, Tony Howard. Check out the blog post on Astrology University that goes along with this for a full list of the major declination aspects and dates. If you're brand new to declination and you just want to know what it is, check out my blog post, What is Declination, at Astrology University. All right, with that, let's get started. December has three really big declination highlights. We have two planets out of bounds and one triple parallel. So let's talk about all of that. As December kicked off, we were right in the middle of an unusually long Mercury out of bounds period. Mercury remains out of bounds until December 15th. When a planet's out of bounds, it's at its peak of declination, so it's like an extreme part of its cycle. Right on December 1st, Mercury shifted signs into Capricorn. Being out of bounds can intensify or amplify a planet, and in this case, Mercury's significations in Capricorn for the first 2 weeks of December will take center stage because of that. This increases the potential for a more serious tone to thought and communication in general in the collective. On the dark side, there's a potential for more depressive tendencies, perhaps based on a more pessimistic attitude, which is a Capricorn specialty, as you might know. We know from behavioral research that the potential for depression increases at this time of year anyway. So even with the sun in Sagittarius, be aware of this potential and seek out help if you need it. This is another thing Capricorn isn't always great at, asking for help. So if your thoughts are taking a downward or defeated tone, don't keep it to yourself. Reach out, no matter how hard that might feel. In the moment, it's easy to try to talk ourselves out of speaking with somebody about this kind of stuff. We think, oh, they won't understand, or it doesn't really matter. But these are just self-defeating tricks. It does matter. And the point isn't always that they understand. The point is that in saying what you're thinking out loud, you have the potential to shift your thinking in another direction. And in a best case scenario, that kind person listening will be instrumental in helping you make that shift. Mercury out of bounds can be useful energy for thinking outside the box in creative ways. I usually recommend waiting to take action on any new ideas that are either really outside of your comfort zone or so outside the norm for you that they just seem out of character, especially if you're getting feedback from others close to you to that effect. If you wait for Mercury to come back into normal range, you can reality test those ideas in positive ways. So that waiting period is often recommended, if at all possible. Last month, Mercury made the square to Neptune while out of bounds in Sagittarius. Did any of you get the feeling that Mercury was already retrograde? If so, you were probably just picking up on that Mercury-Neptune square, which is often associated with communication breakdowns or confusing mixed messages, among other things. Now, Mercury is in Capricorn, but it's heading toward its retrograde on December 12th, right before it comes back down from its declination peak on the 15th, December 15th. Mercury is going to retrograde back into Sagittarius from Capricorn, and then it's going to go back into another square with Neptune, which will be exact on December 27th during the Mercury retrograde cycle. So that's going to intensify or amplify everything I just said. So we're going to be asked once again to surrender trying to clearly understand for the moment anyway around December 27th and instead tune into other sources of information, especially energetic sources or Neptunian sources. There's what the other person's saying, and then there's a feeling that might come through or some other energetic information that you're picking up on that you might be able to discern by setting aside your logic for a minute. Mercury's going to be in Sag at that time, so being unquestioning about being right might be the source of any friction that does come up in those moments. Use Mercury in Sagittarius to search for the underlying meaning instead. So focus on the meaning while tuning into those diffuse, energetic, Neptunian frequencies for additional information or feedback. Another declination highlight this month is a triple parallel. Now, this happens when we have three planets in parallel with each other, and this one's exact on December 16th, with Mercury parallel Mars, parallel Pluto. So we're going to need to be extra careful with our words around that time. And with Mercury and Pluto, while Mars is in Sagittarius, a fire sign, we'll also need to be careful with impulsive actions. This may be just the time to say something fiercely that's really important or feels inevitable to communicate. But on the flip side, it's a time when we could cause a little bit more harm with our words than we might intend. So seeking balance is definitely in order. This could very well have to do with setting a boundary because Mars is involved, setting a boundary verbally, you know, telling somebody back off or drawing a line in the sand metaphorically. And that's almost never received well by the person we're setting a boundary with. But we can still aim for absolute clarity, speaking on behalf of our own needs, and doing our best not to lash out at the other person in the process. Speaking of Mars, the last highlight I want to mention is that Mars goes out of bounds just a few days after Mercury comes back down into normal range on December 22nd. Now, this will be a short Mars out of bounds, and it'll just last through January 23rd. My prediction is that some of you are going to come up with some New Year's resolutions that seem a little bit wacky a few weeks later. On the flip side, you might come up with some new actions or new directions to strive in that you hadn't considered before. This is a good thing. In general, I advise folks to wait for Mars to come back down from its peak for at least a few days just to make sure you're still feeling the same. If you can't wait and it feels really important, don't stress over waiting too much. Sometimes we need to boldly push off in those new directions to break out of old patterns, even if we don't still keep going in that same direction. And Mars out of bounds can be a great energetic to tap into to help us do just that. That said, there's another cautionary energy at play as we get closer to the end of the month and Mars comes into range of a square with Neptune. And that peaks around December 20th and will last from December 20th through the end of the month. Bold new moves taken during this time would be paired best with a strong connection to source, to inspiration, or to intuition. The thing is, it's more likely at this time that our intuition gets mixed up with desire in a confusing stew that makes it pretty hard to sort out. Now, I'll usually trust my intuition most during this time. It's my approach to that kind of transit. That is, if I can feel confident that my intuition is really coming from source, or the way I think of it is if it's really intuition. If it's not, or if I can't tell, I wait if at all possible. Now, this is a great time to surrender for a bit, Mars, Neptune, to take a break from all of that Mars striving. Mars strives, and it's that striving instinct in us. And then instead to spend some time maybe meditating, if you meditate, to increase your connection to source. And if you don't meditate, just spend time zoning out, however you like to do that. So when I say zoning out, most people have something in mind. In general, as long as it's generally healthy for you, highly recommended during this time. Time spent in reverie, I love that word for Neptune. Instead of doing, reverie instead of doing. So Neptune over Mars in this moment could serve you really well. And this is the case, even though the benefits of taking a break might not be clear until Mars gets more distance from Neptune and moves into Capricorn in January. Well, that takes us to the end of this month's declination report. To learn more about declination, you might want to check out my course, Intro to Declination at Astrology University. I hope you're able to make good use of the planetary energies this month. And until next time, take good care. Thanks for tuning in to the Astrology University podcast. I'm the founder, Tony Howard. Head over to astrologyuniversity.com where you can find webinars and courses to help deepen your study of astrology. Study with some of the best astrologers in the field and check out our diploma program for those of you interested in working professionally or in developing the skill to analyze charts for yourself, your friends, and family. Hope to see you in class soon. And until then, take good care.